pumpkin pie. We're gonna walk inside and guess what's up? Put the food on my plate, add some coke in my cup.
It's Wednesday, the day we talk about food here on The Takeaway. New Year's Eve is around the corner, Celeste, and there are all kinds of ways to celebrate it. Kiss a stranger, drink of the champagne, boil the stinky cabbage.
Yeah, that doesn't
really
sound good.
No, there's a reason for it. And a lady who writes for the Sacramento Bee, Nisha Loafing, has been writing about lucky foods in the new year. She joins us now from Sacramento. Good morning, Nisha.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Tell us the story of your own family's history with stinky cabbage.
Oh, dear. My mother kind of tormented us with this dish every New Year's. My great-grandmother, had passed down this superstition tradition, if you will, that if you eat cabbage on New Year's Day, it'll bring you a guarantee of money all year long.
That's what I've been doing wrong.
Very Southern in the thinking. So she was from Kentucky. So every New Year's, my mother would start clanging the pots and pans. And mind you, my mom can't cook very well. She admits to this, and that's probably an understatement. So she would boil that poor cabbage and corned beef for quite a while, much longer than the 15 minutes you're supposed to cook cabbage. And the house would just fill with a stink that was not of this world.
You paint a lovely picture, Nisha.
I'm so sad I missed the loafing Christmas. It sounds wonderful.
Oh yeah, it was interesting. So my brother and I would kind of run and hide when it came time to eat it. But once I became a teenager and kind of outspoken and took over a lot of the cooking, you know, out of necessity, really, she stopped. But I have heard and since learned after doing this story that she has started again, and I feel very bad for my father.
Well, in this piece that you wrote in the Sacramento Bee, you sort of laid out a bunch of different kinds of foods that are considered lucky in the new year in a bunch of different places. And I have to say, indeed, a lot of this was news to me. Let's just kind of run through the list if we can.
Sure.
You talked about Hoppin' John black-eyed peas, which is considered lucky down there in the South as well. What can you tell me about those?
Extremely lucky. The black-eyed peas are considered lucky because they kind of represent coins. They plump up a little bit. And then they're often served with collard greens in the South, which symbolize dollars. So the dish is eaten to bring good luck and good fortune. And the chef and culinary arts program manager over at Drexel University in Philadelphia turned me on to this one. And we had several local people here in Sacramento do this good luck tradition and enjoy it. And one of the theories that I heard about where the name came from, our local cook told us, was that she had heard that it was from kids hopping around the table. They were so hungry to eat these black-eyed peas. So that's how the name Hoppin' John got started. And then she also heard that when neighbors would stop and visit Southern hospitality, they would say, hop in, you know, hop in and come eat. Hop in, John.
Well, you move from there over to Japan, where you write about mochi. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got some mochi right here due to our fabulous producers. They said I wasn't going to be able to open it on the air, and I said I was.
Did you need me to open
that for
right,
you, Luke? But I'm going to the teeth. Cover for me, Celeste.
Okay.
What's in mochi, Nisha?
Mochi is basically a sweet glutinous rice that is pounded into paste and molded into shapes, often balls. And these are eaten in a variety of ways. Some people like to sprinkle the soybean flour on top of them.
Yeah, some of that right now, actually.
Yeah, some people like to put them in a soup called zoni soup. There's this clear kelp-type broth and vegetables in the mochi, and it's supposed to bring good health and good fortune. And some people eat them with even peanut butter on top of them.
I'm going to file this under acquired tastes.
Not me. I love them.
Well, here
mochi.
You know
I'll
what?
Take that.
Good luck
Thank
in
you.
The new year.
Thank you. I'm going to be lucky.
All right. What about lentils and sausage, which you write that they do in Italy, Nisha?
Lentils are extremely popular in several cultures, especially in Italy, where it's another one of these plumping foods when you cook them that they plump up. And so they kind of represent good fortune in that way. But in Italy, they're eaten with different types of sausage. And one of the popular ones is called Cotechino Modena. And that's a sausage made from pork, fat back, and pork rind. And then there's another variation of that called Zamponi Modena. And it's the same thing, but they stuff it into a pig's foot. which I got to say is kind of interesting to look at. And the reason why this all came about was because in the 16th century, when the Modenese were besieged during a war and had no food coming in, they had to find a way to preserve meat and use these less tender cuts of food. And so this sausage was a popular way to do that. And they liked it so much that it stuck around centuries after.
But why is it lucky?
Pork is thought to be lucky because pigs push the ground forward with their snout.
That's stretching it, Nisha. That's really a stretch.
I thought it was a little bit of a stretch too, but you know,
that means I should eat truffles all day, right?
That's right.
Well, what about noodles in China and the length of noodles? This is a big one.
Noodles are very popular, and the longer the noodle, the longer. I think it's the longer the life. And so you want the longest noodle possible, and you want to eat it without breaking it.
Well, here's my question to you, Nisha, as we let you go here. If times get tough for you, would you consider reverting to the cabbage boiling?
I would. I've had very good cabbage in my life, albeit my mother has not been the cook.
But, I mean, has her luck – have you been able to track her luckiness based on the cabbage preparation? You said she's bringing it back. Is she having a lucky time now?
She is. She's doing quite well these days, so I think it's working.
Well, maybe she'd all overcook our cabbage.
One step ahead of you, I overcook everything. So, and by the way, the luck is passing on to Nisha, right? Because you got to be on the takeaway this morning, which is about as lucky as it gets. I speak from experience, right, Celeste?
Yeah, that's my takeaway there.
Nisha Lofing, staff writer for the Sacramento Bee, thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.